All right, we'll call the meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Bernie. Here. Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Swindoll. Not here.
We have a quorum?
Who's John?
Yes.
All right, so you all will remember that last meeting in December, we heard a variation request for the property at 1431 Monroe. That at the end of the public hearing and the discussion by the board, there was a motion made to recommend to the village board of trustees that the variation be granted, and that motion failed for a lack of second. I've talked to the village attorney, and the village attorney has talked to the staff, and it's his recommendation that it would be better for the village if there was actually a motion that was passed, not so that the village wouldn't be dealing with a procedural question of, you know, does a failure to receive a second, does that constitute a recommendation? So, and we've done that in the past. This is the first time I've heard that from the village attorney, but as long as the four of us who were present last time are here, I think the first thing we should do this evening is to consider another motion dealing with the variation from the property of 1431 Monroe. And then, you know, if a motion is passed, then that motion would serve as the basis of our recommendation rather than applying the recommendation from the failure of a previous motion to get a second. Does that make sense to everybody?
I think so. So I'll just move as I did last time to...
Why don't we, since it didn't get a second?
Why don't we move the opposite?
Yeah, why don't we move the opposite?
Someone's going to else, okay.
Yeah, so I'll move to not approve the variation.
All right, so Mr. Rule has moved that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that the variation not be approved. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second.
All right, is there any discussion for that motion? You ready to vote? Okay. And Mr. Lucchese?
You're abstaining.
Okay. But you want a yes vote for the motion is to not approve the variation, and a no vote is to approve the variation. So would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
No.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
3-1.
Well, let you call Chuck and let him abstain.
Oh, Mr. Lucchese.
I abstain.
Okay. So the recommendation of the board of our board to the trustees will be that the variation not be approved. So now we've got the minutes from the last meeting. And has everyone had an opportunity to review these minutes from the meeting on December 20th?
Yes.
Yes.
And are there any suggested corrections or changes to these minutes? Is it somebody's intention that this matter go before the village board at the next meeting?
If possible, the next village board meeting where this would be considered would be January 22nd. Otherwise, we would be waiting until February 12th. So if we can get him a response to help him make a decision about what he's going to do, whether he wants to return with any revisions.
Well, I asked that question because these minutes have to be revised now to reflect the action that was taken tonight.
That's true.
And, you know, we're not scheduled to have another meeting before the 22nd.
Let me ask a question. I sent out an email this evening. Some of you are members of the DRB. The DRB needs to hold a hearing in February.
Right.
Could we, if we have enough members of the ZBA there, four members, I'm just trying to expedite this, could we have a brief ZBA meeting at, say, 7:15, call the DRB meeting to order at 7:30, dispense with the minutes and findings of fact immediately preceding the DRB meeting.
That's okay with me. I don't know whether anybody, I don't know if any other zoning members are going to plan to attend. First of all, I don't know if we're going to have a DRB meeting.
I don't either.
Okay.
I agree with you.
So.
Well, at the worst, that just puts us in the same position where we have to do it at the
right.
next one. So that's a stopgap, and I think expediting this up for these folks is a good idea.
So if there is a DRB meeting on February 1st, and there would be enough members present at the DRB to also represent a quorum of the ZBA on February 1st, we could do it. Otherwise,
just have the ZBA meeting first.
Just have,
exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the next meeting of the ZBA would be February 8th.
If there's something, if there's something to.
There should be an application.
Well, that's
on
not
February 8th.
All right, so right now we're saying there's no way we can get it before the village board for the 22nd.
So then we might as well do February the 8th, because 1st to 8th.
Right.
Can we assemble four of you quickly next week?
Oh.
At some point early in the morning, in the evening?
Tell me. I think you've got to give everybody an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right.
To come. It can't just be four of us.
No, true, but I guess I'm wondering, of the
right,
members present here tonight, is there any opportunity
What's the feeling if, I think the changes to the minutes are very minor, just that we
moved another motion.
We had another motion, and this is
the second that it passed.
So
that's
if,
really
if you guys
change.
Are comfortable, you know, with just me signing off on those minutes.
I think that works.
You know, that would deal with the minutes.
Yes, and you can do that
right away, right?
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
fine.
I can do that as soon as Lisa.
Should we
gets
have
them.
You make a motion to approve the minutes subject to changes discussed at tonight's meeting?
Reflect the tonight's meeting. Then we might have to do the same thing with the findings of fact also, because this is the first time I've seen these findings.
Well, with what was, right, and I apologize that we didn't get them to you sooner, but given kind of the uncertainty of what we were going to do tonight, we prepared them assuming we would proceed as we had in the past. Certainly we can modify these to reflect the position of Mr. Dombrowski and also the vote that was taken this evening.
Is that okay with everybody?
It's fine with me.
And then we can get it before the village board on the 22nd for this resident.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe somebody should make a motion to authorize me to sign the minutes after they're modified to reflect the board meeting tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Right, is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, any discussion? All right, you want to call the roll?
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, so then maybe we should make a similar motion to authorize me to sign the findings of fact once they have been modified to reflect the action that was taken tonight.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All right, discussion? I'm going to call the roll again, please.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, so I think that as long as everything reflects that we're doing this in an attempt to expedite this, the gentleman's opportunity to appear before the board, that's the justification for what we're doing. All right, there's nothing else on the agenda. I said 5 minutes, Mike. I'm off.
You're off by five.
Nine. So we have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
All right.
Second.
And but there is we should anticipate a meeting on the 8th.
You should. Yes.
February. This is the one that he didn't get done in time for today.
For tonight. Yes.
All right.
So on the 8th.
The 8th of February.
Okay. So we've got, I think the motion to adjourn is still floating out there.
Okay. We got a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
She seconded.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
All right.